Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. It's a sideline view. It's time to talk all things fishing. Our fishing expert is Shane Stevens. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mark. A fantastic weekend for fishing. Overcast skies, especially for those people that chase trout around the Central Victoria region. But certainly next week, bigger and better things are looking forward for us anglers.
Well, that's because the Murray cod season kicks off next week.
Absolutely, Mark. So the Murray cod season, it has a closure throughout the year from the 1st of September to the 30th of November. And what this does, Mark, is allow the Murray cod to spawn, so which means breed, unimpeded by anglers. So it gives them that 2 or 3 month window where they can not worry about anglers trying to catch them and do their natural breeding cycle and obviously breed new stock for us anglers moving down the track.
So how much stock do they put in the river annually?
Mark, all over the state, there's literally millions of Murray cod, trout, and also other species released into our waterways. So unfortunately, the cod can't sustain all the breeding to keep up with the amount of anglers that we do have nowadays. So off the top of my head, I can't give away a specific number, but certainly if you hopped on the Victorian Fisheries website and looked under fish stockings, and in particular Murray cod, you would find where all the Murray cod are stocked throughout the state and also the numbers of Murray cod, along with the other species as well that are stocked. So, and all this money actually comes from the angler's fishing licence fee, so your money at work, Mark.
Are they easy to catch? What's the best way to, you know, to get a bite from a Murray cod?
Oh, look, the majority of anglers that do catch a cod just basically fish bait. So a bunch of worms, a yabby. One that is very, very productive, a very productive method is just a lump of cheese. You're probably going to say a lump of cheese. And then what that is you put a bit of cheese on your hook, and you pop it out in the water, and what happens to the shrimp that are in the waterways, whether it's your lake or whether it's river, actually feed on the shrimp, and then the Murray cod come along and see this big bait ball of shrimp, and they go and eat that. So that's a very, very productive way to catch Murray cod. A lot of anglers also just cast lures, so whether it be a surface lure or subsurface lure, and catch and target Murray cod that way. So it's very, very popular. Now, over this coming weekend, a lot of anglers will be certainly getting their gear all together, making sure everything's right and ready to go for next week when the season does open. But make sure we do know all the rules and regulations that are applicable for when you're chasing Murray cod, like the size limits. So Murray cod have a size limit that you're able to keep a fish, which is between 55 and 75 centimetres, with a bag limit of 1. Now, there is some variations to the bag limits, but you need to go onto the Victorian Fisheries website to know and understand what those rules and regulations are. So I'm sure that everyone's there, keen as mustard, ready to go for next weekend or next week when the cod season does open, mate.
Absolutely. Now, Shane, give us an update on the Golden Tag competition.
Yeah, so Golden Tag, it's still underway. I've just got an update from Fisheries Victoria. Now, the Golden Tag has so far paid out nearly $350,000 to lucky anglers who have caught either a $10,000 fish or a $2,000 fish. Now, there's still about 950 remaining fish swimming around in a variety of waterways all over the state, and they're in $10,000 fish and also $2,000. So there's plenty of opportunities for anglers to catch one of those tagged fish while they're out enjoying their favourite pastime, trying to catch a fish. So there's a good update. So there's plenty there to catch, and hopefully you're one of the lucky anglers that do catch one of those fish.
And Shane, finally this week, what's biting where?
Yeah, well, certainly, as I mentioned, overcast skies, great conditions for chasing trout. So Tullaroot Reservoir, a very good place to go and catch some brown and rainbow trout. Also, Lake Wenderee has been fishing well, once again, brown and rainbow trout. For those guys that do like to chase yellow belly, there's been some nice ones caught up at Cancurran on worms and also some yabby. So there's a few places for those anglers that aren't getting ready for the Murray cod season to catch a fish over the weekend. So hopefully everyone enjoys themselves, stays safe and catches fish.
Terrific stuff, Shane. We'll catch you next week. There's Shane Stevens, all things fishing. And, of course, don't forget you can check out all the information on the Murray cod season. What was it at the fisheries website?
Yep, vfa.vic.gov.au, and you've got a whole host of information there, Mark, not just on Murray cod, but golden tag. Yeah, everything you need to know about fishing is on that website.
Great stuff. Thanks, Shane. We'll catch you next week.
Cheers, Mark. We'll catch you then.
Shane Stevens here on the Sideline View at Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 at AM 1071.